This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Today, the bipartisan commission investigating the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001, releases its final report. The commission's work over the last 20 months could go a long way to help shape the future of America's response to terrorism. It also changes some of what we thought we knew about that September morning. Here we retell some of the key moments in the narrative of September 11th, adding what is now known about the plot, the hijackers, and America's response.
All right, Boston Senate TMU, we have a problem here. We have a hijacked aircraft headed towards New York, and we need you guys to... We need someone to scramble some F-16s or something up there to help us out.
Is this real world or exercise?
No, this is not an exercise manifest.
Those were civilian and military flight controllers monitoring American Airlines Flight 11. Preliminary staff reports of the 9/11 Commission say the air defense of America began with this call. To most Americans, the idea that terrorists would hijack a plane and use it as a weapon was unimaginable. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice said as much at a press conference the following spring.
I don't think anybody could have predicted that these people would take an airplane and slam it into the World Trade Center, take another one and slam it into the Pentagon, that they would try to use a hijacked airplane as a missile.
Inside the U.S. intelligence community, this kind of hijacking was not a new idea, according to the 9/11 Commission staff.
Amid the thousands of threat reports, some mentioned aircraft in the years before 9/11. Threat reports mentioned the possibility of using an aircraft laden with explosives. Of these, the most prominent asserted a possible plot to fly an explosives-laden aircraft into a U.S. city. In early 95, Abdul Hakim Murad, Ramzi Youssef's accomplice in the Manila Airlines bombing plot, told Philippine authorities that he and Youssef had discussed flying a plane into CIA headquarters. These past episodes suggest possibilities.
There were other hints. Novelist Tom Clancy had detailed how a commercial plane destroys the Capitol in his 1994 book, Dead of Honor. By 2001, an FBI agent in Phoenix, Arizona, alerted FBI headquarters that he suspected Osama bin Laden might be trying to send operatives to the United States to attend civil aviation school. The 9/11 Commission staff noted that this Phoenix memo was not shared outside the FBI. 1 month later, in August, the CIA briefed the president. The PDB, or Presidential Daily Brief, was entitled Bin Laden Determined to Strike in U.S. It speaks of, quote, preparations for hijackings. The White House has said the PDB wasn't specific enough. Condoleezza Rice defended the Bush administration during her testimony before the commission in April.
There was nothing in this memo that suggested that an attack was coming on New York or Washington, D.C. There was nothing in this memo as to time, place, how, or where. This was not a threat report to the president or a threat report to
we
me.
Agree
the 9/11 Commission staff reports say the origins of the 9/11 plot go back to 1996.
Nobody move. Everything will be okay. If you try to make any move, you'll danger yourself and the airplane. Just stay quiet.
A hijacker from American Airlines Flight 11. That plane hit the North Tower of the World Trade Center. United Airlines Flight 175 was hurtling south along the Hudson River, and it hit the South Tower. Investigators would eventually learn that 19 men hijacked four airplanes that day. Understanding of these men and their plot was at first wrong in key respects. FBI Director Robert Mueller told Congress a full year after the attacks that the terrorists, quote, came lawfully, they lived lawfully, they trained lawfully, they boarded the aircraft lawfully. A report from the staff of the 9/11 Commission says otherwise. The hijackers
presented passports, manipulated in a fraudulent manner, made detectable false statements on their visa applications, made false statements to border officials to gain entry to the United States, and violated immigration laws while inside the United States.
And now there is video footage of four hijackers setting off metal detectors at a Washington airport. Security officers check them with handheld detectors before allowing them to continue to their gate. The 19 hijackers weren't particularly well-disciplined. The 9/11 Commission reports that, quote, the 9/11 conspirators confronted operational difficulties, internal disagreements, and even dissenting opinions within the leadership of al-Qaeda. It was also widely reported at the time that al-Qaeda was bankrolled by Osama bin Laden's millions. The 9/11 Commission staff says bin Laden, quote, received about $1 million per year, a significant sum, but hardly a $300 million fortune that could be used to fund a global jihad, unquote.
Military Boston Center just had a report that American 11 is still in the air and it's on its way towards heading towards Washington.
Okay, American 11 is still in the air?
On September 11th, after the Trade Center and the Pentagon had been hit, only one hijacked flight was still in the air, United Flight 93. Popular myth has it that that plane could have been shot down. Vice President Dick Cheney spoke about the response to Flight 93 days later on NBC.
The president made the decision on my recommendation as well, wholeheartedly concurred in the decision he made, that if the plane would not divert, if they wouldn't pay any attention to instructions to move away from the city, as a last resort, our pilots were authorized to take him out.
On September 11th, one of Flight 93's hijackers spoke on the radio as the plane flew towards Washington.
Is the captain, I would like to go to the main ship, home aboard, and going to back to the airport, and we have our demand, so please remain quiet.
Please remain quiet, said the hijacker. Military and civilian air controllers were actually confused about what planes were and were not in the air. At one point, they were still tracking American Airlines Flight 11, though it had already crashed into the Trade Center.
Okay, so American 11 isn't a hijack at all then, right?
No, he is a hijack.
American 11 is a hijack.
Yes.
And he's going into Washington?
This could be a third aircraft.
Civilian flight controllers, meanwhile, were still considering whether to ask for military assistance.
Do we want to think about scrambling aircraft?
Oh, God, I don't know.
That's a decision somebody's going to have to make probably in the next 10 minutes.
Everybody just left the room.
In a vain attempt to hunt down the phantom aircraft of American Airlines Flight 11, the 9/11 Commission staff reports two fighters were quickly scrambled from Washington's Langley Air Force Base. A preliminary 9/11 Commission report says, quote, the existing protocol was unsuited in every respect. Continuing, what ensued was the hurried attempt to create an improvised defense by officials who had never encountered or trained against the situation they faced. That report goes on to say,
the vice president was mistaken in his belief that shoot-down authorization had been passed to the pilots flying at NORAD's direction.
And this,
NORAD officials have maintained that they would have intercepted and shot down United 93. We are not so sure.
One last vision of September 11th, 2001. Every account marveled at the crisp air and clean blue sky that promised a perfect fall day. On this point, the 9/11 Commission staff report agrees. In its words, the day of Tuesday, September 11th, 2001, began for the U.S. civil aviation as one marked by exceptionally fine weather across the country.